recording.
Okay. Moving folks, it is September 18th, about 6:13 in the evening. Call this meeting of the National Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette is absent, and Director Scheifel is...
No longer. Director.
Yes, but you know, technically he gets to stay on the board until his
position is
successor is nominated and confirmed. So that brings us to public input on tonight's agenda. Okay. There's no public input. We'll move on. So minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of August 21, 2019. So, someone like to move to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay. Now, any discussion around that item? Okay. All those in favor of approving the August minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And opposed? So, motion carries. Excellent. Treasurer's report, approval of the August 2019 financial statements, subject to audit.
Right. I'll make a motion to approve them.
Yeah, sure.
Subject to audit. Any discussion?
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. I guess just a quick overview, we're in good shape. Our cash balances are still good. Even though we're in a little bit of a deficit here to date, it's better than the deficit the budget one was projected. But no, so far it's only 2 months into the year that we don't have a lot of surprises coming up at this point. We do have a couple of maintenance things that we had to do that we're going to be doing, but those will overcome in a later month. Nothing that's not that we don't know about today.
Okay. So any further discussion on the August 2019 budget? I'm sorry, on the
Treasurer's report. Financials.
Okay. All those who approve of, or all those in favor of approving August 2019 financial statement subject audit.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Communications. I don't see any items under communications for this past month. That brings us to tower report. And let me get the numbers out for that. Discussing that a moment ago. Okay. So for the month of August of 2019, we counted 8,436 movements. The year-to-year variance for August is up 1,531, which is 22%. For the year-to-date, we're up 17% year-over-year for movements. More movements is always a good thing for us.
So that's also just to note, if that continues, that trend continues, we're going to be putting 80,000 operations this year. So
it might be interesting to see how close we are to catching up to Bedford.
Anybody any idea how much Bedford does for you? 100,000?
Not too, though.
Good on that.
I'm not sure it matters, but we're doing well. We're doing things that are going in the right direction. So I'm not too worried about that at this point for that reason.
Well, it's a nice increase in jet activity too.
Which also crosses over into the fuel.
Right. And, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Shane McLaughlin for the record. Do you break out the movements, jet versus non-jet traffic? If you have it handy, it would be interesting. If not, or I could follow up with Susan. If there is a breakout.
No. We do have a separate data sheet for jet traffic. Yeah. But, the way it's broken out in the paperwork that we get IFR op counts and VFR op counts.
But the jet report showing a definitely upward trend.
93
for this year
for August.
August.
If you remember on our movement into the traffic count, we were off the close for 5 years.
That's right.
That's a good point. Thank you.
So that's really good.
You may have 9,000.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Of course, they made up for all that the second we opened the runway.
Oh, yeah. It, you know, it's like there was traffic waiting to come in.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, the jet traffic has been increasing, 73 in April, 89 in May, 72 in June, 87 in July, and 93 in August.
Thank you.
Yeah. One day, Bedford average is 352 per day.
Okay.
So,
per day?
Thank you, sir.
Per day.
Okay. So we're not going up to that level yet.
We're close.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Okay, airport manager.
Okay. recent events, Wheels and Wings, went off this past weekend, and it was a great success. We had nearly 4,000 people, which basically ties the record we set 2 years ago. And I can tell you that it was cloudy most of the time, and then we had rain for about the last hour and a half. People were still coming in the gates in the rain to see what was going on here. And I received a few emails from different people stating how much they enjoyed it, and they couldn't believe how much entertainment the children the entertainment value that we present for their children, and they look forward to it again next year. Good. So that was a great event.
I think your brother's truck was a big hit. Anybody that got in there?
Very loud horn.
Yank on that horn.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. We had New Hampshire State Police helicopter, New Hampshire State Police motorcycle unit, dark helicopter, and both of those organizations were letting the kids sit in the helicopters, pretend they were flying. So they had a lot of fun. Upcoming events, this weekend, CrossFit has an event at 106 Perimeter Road. Eric's here tonight from CrossFit. He can speak about this actually in a few minutes from now. If you want to talk about your event when we talk about the real estate. September 27th, 28th, 29th, which is next weekend, we have the Collings Foundation Wings of Freedom Tour coming to Nashua. They'll actually be arriving on the 26th in the afternoon to get set up. They'll be opening to the public the following day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 27th, 28th, 29th. It's going to be pretty incredible, and if anybody just came in from Airside, you saw the P-40 Warhawk out on the ramp, that's actually going to be part of the show next week.
And zero came in as well.
It's not going to be part of the show, though. No. Other items of interest, as previously reported, the heating and cooling unit that serves the air traffic control tower has failed, and it's slated to be replaced second week in October. Joyce Cooling and Heating will be doing the job. It's going to be a two-day job. So hopefully the temperatures work out for the folks in the tower at that time. We did a little study and realized that that's about the best week to do it. So Gate 13 telephone entry controller has been replaced finally. It took a while to get that unit. It's all up and running. And folks that have businesses on the airport, airside, will have access to the call box. If a customer calls them at that gate, they can then dial 9 on their phone and let the person in the gate. So if anybody, any businesses, Airside, need access that don't already have access, let us know. We can put you on to the onto the controller. On September 4th, I met with Mayor Donches, John Griffin, and Cheryl Lindner. Informed the mayor and his staff that Nashua was not awarded the grant from the FAA and the Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics for upcoming taxiway paving construction project. The reason we went and chatted with the mayor and his staff was they were offering to provide the matching funds for these projects, as most people know, and so we wanted to let them know that we'd like to keep that on the back burner because we're going to try to get this project pushed through for next season. In the meantime, we're doing what's called a design-only contract with Gale Engineering, and they'll be speaking about that. We had our CIP meeting with Gale Associates, Nick, Matt Caron, and Armand, and Carol Nawola and Will Stanfield from New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. That was pretty straightforward. Didn't really rear fiscal year project.
Was there any discussion, Chris, about that with Carol and Will as to, number one, why we didn't get it, number two, how are the chances for next year?
Why we didn't get it, the FAA simply stated, we asked Carol, and she stated that they simply didn't have enough funds, but they intend to fund the project next year.
They being the FAA?
They being the FAA.
So they've had discussions with the FAA about this?
Correct. Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Comments? Off the hook.
Okay. That brings us to the engineer's report. Okay. Gale Associates is currently administering 3 projects to the authority. First being runway 142 moving field project. To update the board, phase 2 work is now complete. All work to seal and remark runway 142 has been completed. The notice of substantial completion is sent to the contractor. And at this time, all project requirements have been fulfilled. Project closeout documents have been prepared. And upon completion of the final inspection, which is scheduled for Wednesday, September 25th, we can close this project out. There is one other item to note regarding this project. The sign panels that need to be installed on the back side of the position signs on the 3-2-1. I've gotten prices from 2 separate vendors, and it seems as though the cost of those signs will fit into the budget for the Ruby Seal project under sponsor admin costs. So what I cleared with Carol to have the airport do is we'll have Kobo purchase the sign panels, ship them straight to the airport. Matt can install them, and the airport would have to pay the invoice to Kobo. We'll take a copy of that paid invoice and send it to reimbursement for finance. So you guys will get reimbursed 95% of that. And, I haven't gotten an estimate from Kobo yet, but he sent me an email that said, based on the size, I would say, I think he said 1,000 per panel plus shipping, so just over 2,000 total, which means the estimate I got from Graybar at 10,000 for both.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a sign. Any questions regarding the Blue and Seal project?
So, a couple of things. The signage part. When you said Matt, you mean the airport authority's Matt?
Correct. Yeah.
Our staff is not being
there. I mean, I'll do it if you
want. Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment.
You use the thought with
those. Yeah,
so that's fine. And just out of curiosity, so we feel pretty good about the work that was done there. It was a little bit different than the last time. And They did their job of really grinding down and making sure that whole thing was gone and putting the new stuff down. And so that runway is as it should have been a year ago.
Right.
Okay.
This sort of crest, did we drag a blade over that thing or anything? Did we take a
grader out there? Not yet. We're letting it set up as best as it can.
Okay. Is there any kind of, like, let's say we go out there and throw the blade down and we get the same thing happening. I know it's very unlikely, but
warranty.
So this warranty starts, the new clock starts like a few weeks ago when they finished it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So it's not the old clock, it's the new clock.
Right. And the warranty starts on the date of the substantial completion.
But okay.
So it would have been, I didn't send it until after last month's meeting with the board.
Chris, let me ask you this. The gear up that we had about a week and a half ago, did that airplane cross any of the markings? And if so, did it peel up anything?
Well, I was very grateful that he didn't actually land on center line. We didn't get the center line.
Wow.
Now, he did very minimal damage to the runway. There was right where the plane impacted initially. It was about a 9-foot good scratch in the runway from the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the propeller has a couple good strikes. And then it appears that the propeller kept turning, we'll just say that. And when it came to rest, it was still turning at a high rate of speed. But mostly what it did is it just made marks on the runway. It just scratched it.
Okay.
There's very little damage. You would think there'd be a lot more, even where the plane came to rest. It kind of indented the pavement because we're pulling chunks of aluminum out of it.
So the propeller is long now?
Well, it's very quiet now. Yeah, it doesn't reach supersonic speeds.
Well, at least the grooves were going in the right direction.
Well, yeah, it's funny you say that. It followed some of the grooves as it went down. You could see nothing as it went into the grooves. Yeah, he walked away unhurt, so that was good.
That's good. Yep. So do you... I guess you're probably going to be the closest to it as we approach a year from now, evaluating whether we need to.
Oh, we'll be looking at it with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, for next year.
They can count on me.
My question is about the cost of the sign. You're saying we still got to kick in 5% to get the correct sign out there? Is that what you said a moment ago?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Why?
Well, with the change from the pattern A hold position markings to pattern B, the sign panels on the back side have to match. So right now they're the pattern A markings.
Yes, I understand that. Why weren't the correct signs ordered in the first instance?
The correct signs. Well, those signs were installed in 2012, and as we progressed through that change order on, I think it was February something of this past year, FAA released a new guidance that indicates the pattern B full position marking should be used to delineate the protected approach area.
Mm-hmm.
So when we change from pattern A to pattern B, the panel on the back of those signs were now showing the wrong full position marking. So,
okay. I guess I'm confused why the FAA, you talk about a change in the guidance, and I guess I'm a little bit confused that the FAA would have allowed the paint markings to be, say, like the ladder bars, but the signs be the typical full short markings that we're used to. I'm a little puzzled with the inconsistency.
That's a good question. I think you just might have said something that didn't get realized until now, but I think either way, getting new panels would have been a part of that change order. Whether it was paid for previously or paid for now.
Okay, I get your point on that, so thank you. All right.
Would it have been a change order, or would it just simply be a correction?
It was a change order because it was
the rules changed
of that whole position.
No, I know, but. Okay. If everything was known when the original sign was reordered, if the new rules were in place and everything was known, then it's like I'm not going to make a big deal out of this,
right.
But it's just $50 or something.
In all honesty, it's an overstatement. oversight that would have needed to be included in the original change order.
Okay, so by my math, it's going to be about $100 hit to us at the end of the day. The 5%.
Yeah, correct.
Not a huge hit.
Okay.
Right. Anything else on Groove and Seal?
Moving on, the project number two is purchase of snowmobile equipment. The grader has been delivered. Final reimbursement from project holdout reports has been prepared and circulated to signatures. Final reimbursement has been circulated. The closeout reports we're holding off on circulating until we have the final inspection. That is scheduled for the same day as the seal project final inspection, Wednesday, September 25th. So the only remaining punch list item is the delivery of the carbide tip blades to the plows, and upon delivery, the project will be complete and can be closed out. Any questions regarding SRE?
We received the carbide tips for the front blade and the side blade.
The main mold board?
We did not. That was not specced, if you recall.
I noticed that.
Sure.
We will work with Nolan Cat to get the carbide tip blade over.
I mean, we'll wear out the steel blade to start, but once that's gone, we'll have to replace it.
Understood.
So there's three blades on this thing, and two of them are carbide now, but one isn't.
Yeah, the
Big blade on the front.
The mold board in the center is not.
Yeah, that's the pivoty one in the middle.
Yeah.
Big one.
Okay. Any other questions on the SRE? The third project is the phase 2 payment maintenance project. As you can see, we've updated the estimated project funding to include only the design fees. The total project cost is $210,000. Gail has prepared grant applications for the design only grant to fund the design effort. The total value is $210,000. These grant applications were sent to the airport on September 9th for signatures. And I did get confirmation that NHDOT has received them yesterday. So thank you for signing and forwarding those along. Other than that, there is no update at this time.
Why am I not seeing that anywhere here?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
I still have the old project, the $3.8 million. I don't see any of it. Anybody designed.
Right.
So basically, the job is $210,000.
That includes the sponsors and innovation costs.
Right. So, and the DOT is, and the FAA are okay funding that now.
Yes, they are.
Even though the big project. So the big project, the last numbers we see here, was $3.8 million. Will that, when it eventually happens next year, will that be reduced by $210,000? Is the design fee buried in there somewhere?
No, when we reapply, that design fee will be removed from the
backup. Okay, so it'll be less than 3.8, some 210. It'll be roughly 210,000 less than this
correct
number, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So is there any action we need to do on this?
I'm sorry?
Is there any action that we need to do on this right now?
Not at this time. Once the grant is issued, we will file a single reimbursement request in both grants.
Okay, and that should take place when?
The entitlements are already there in the Hampshire DOT account, so as soon as DOT can turn it around, we should have a grant offer signed, we can file for reimbursement.
So, a month or two kind of thing?
I would guess before the end of this calendar year.
Okay.
Okay, so That brings us to committees. We do not have any committees at extant time. Old business, we have no old business items. New business, sale of 106 Perimeter Road, consent by lessor. So, Eric, this is where you get to speak.
Okay. So, my name's Eric. My wife and I are hopefully purchasing 106 Perimeter Road, where we operate our business across the Nashua. It's a good step for us. We can do some build out, make it a little bit nicer for our members with the purchase of the building. It's a good kind of way to build some equity for my wife and I. So we're hoping that you guys can transfer the and reassign the lease from Camposi to us.
Well, we definitely wish you success in your business. That's always a good thing. So I do have a question for you. So it was mentioned a little while ago that you're having an upcoming event at your facility. And you did this event last year, if I recall correctly.
Right, yeah.
So I came on the airport last year on the day of your previous event, and I found numerous vehicles parked up and down Perimeter Road. It was very hard to navigate. It was one lane wide. A number of vehicles were parked in spaces that are normally used by customers of the Midfield Cafe. And we also have one or more private businesses who utilize that parking lot, and those spaces weren't available for those people. Also, vehicles were parked in and around our fuel farm. I didn't witness this, but I know that Chris found people in the parking lot around the entrance that we call Gate 12. And that is one of the places that people get on and off the airport. And there was actually one or more people literally in the middle of that parking lot, where someone who's coming off a Perimeter Road is not expecting to, they're not expecting to see some sort of obstruction in the middle of that parking lot. And those folks who were literally lounging there were actually at risk of injury. So I guess my question to you is, what measures are you taking this year to prevent some of this stuff from happening?
All right. So I think, two things we can. I mean, the big thing is we'll try it out this year with some new adjustments where we'll have people directing traffic for parking. We'll try it and see if it works. The other thing is, these are like fundraising events, and they're not core to our business, so we don't need to do them. I mean, they're definitely a good way to kind of help the Humane Society and other nonprofits, but it's not something that we have to do in order to operate our business. So if it, but we'd like to continue doing the event, so I think maybe we try this one out as a test and see if everything goes smoothly, and if not, it's not like we need to continue these events. Because that's not as important to us as owning the building.
Right. So, Eric, we're not trying to get in the way of doing what you're doing, especially coming from someone that has a lot of nonprofit experience.
Yeah.
It's great you're doing that stuff. It's good for you. It's good for the nonprofit. It's also helps promote your business, which is fine.
Right.
The only problem we're asking is this: for some, a measure of planning and traffic control, if you will,
right?
Because this is not all public,
right?
The space you're leasing has, or you're owning eventually, it only has certain spaces available to it.
Yeah.
This is not like parking in downtown Nashville or the parking garage that's owned by the city. So it's important that whatever you do, whether it's a nonprofit stuff or if you want to have a bigger event on your own, that some kind of traffic control and people control and signage, that type of thing. I mean, remember the big rib fest thing that went on at the Merrimack with Millennium Running would do their thing with that, and there were signs everywhere, "Don't park here," that type of thing. So that's I think that's all we're asking is to be sensitive to that, and just take necessary precautions to make sure that this isn't looking like Woodstock.
Right.
You wouldn't know what that was. But.
So, Dave, I had a discussion with Eric a couple, 3 weeks ago maybe now, and we discussed the parking issues, sure. et cetera, and putting signs up. And the airport authority, we have signs now that are going to go around the fuel farm mm-hmm. to protect that area in case somebody doesn't get the memo,
the
so to speak. Yeah, because that was real dangerous last year when we came up. There were people literally boxing in the fuel farm.
Yeah.
Having
cigarettes.
No, they weren't doing that.
Yeah,
I don't think so. You'd probably kick them out, I hope.
Yeah, and those are people from other CrossFit.
Sure.
So
the smokers?
Everybody from our location knows where to park.
Sure.
You know, but the problem is we need to get better at
Yeah, we'll be responsible for that.
And the other thing we discussed was that the primary operation here is to run an airport. And so anything aviation takes precedence over anything else on this property. So we have to make sure that all the aviation-related businesses that receive these grants to run it as an airport, that they can still use it as an airport,
right.
whether it be the midfield or a tenant in this building over here, that has parking.
Well, the other thing too is that the school, Southern Hickory University, just negotiated a lease for this. It doesn't take effect until next year, but part of the discussion was this big parking lot out here, and so it's again, that's kind of ends up being a shared parking lot. Mm-hmm. So yes, you just got to be good to your neighbors.
Yeah.
So as part of that, Dave. We talked about the need for parking, and I met with Rich O'Loughlin from mm-hmm. Southern New Hampshire University, and I said, on a Saturday, what's your parking demand? He said, that Saturday, no more than maybe 10 spaces.
Sure.
He goes, use the whole lot. We'll
sure.
be fine.
Okay, that's fine.
So we cleared it with them ahead of time.
Yeah.
But like we discussed, the midfield has spots over here that, that has a serious impact on a business if those are not available.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be probably, blocked off.
Well, we'll put signs up over there.
Yeah. Or what do they call it, soft horses?
That's well, we have no parking, midfield right. only parking right. signs. You can't put no parking when
no,
nobody
know.
Parks.
Right. Yeah.
Can you reach out to the other CrossFit in the area and just put it out there for anyone carpooling as much as you can?
Yeah.
You don't have one person. I mean, just an idea, because people have that minimal parking,
right.
carpool as many as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that help reduce someone's vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah. I send out an email, with an overview picture of where people can park, and I say, carpool as much as possible, and stuff like that. But
was this the event that was going to be the following weekend, the 28th?
No, that was a different event.
Okay, yeah. So that's not happening, right?
No.
Okay. Because that's the big aviation event we have here.
Right. Yeah, so that would be it.
Okay. That would work, yeah.
Okay.
So, did you say you're going to have people who are going to do a bit of traffic control, make sure the cars are guided properly?
Right. This time we'll put someone right at the road here at this big parking lot, and we'll, with a sign across it this way, and we'll... directly down to the parking lot.
Okay, that's good. If we start to hear complaints from, say, our tenants that they can't access, the airport easily, or say from Sandy that it's like, her business is dropping off because people can't park in the restaurant. Are you going to be available to help us address that? I would imagine you or someone you designate would get a phone call from Chris.
Yeah, if you call our number, it'll go to my cell phone, and I can, make announcements and try to rectify anything that's not right.
Oh, okay.
And then I have his cell phone, too.
Awesome. Okay. So.
Will Perimeter Road remain two lanes, I guess, for lack of a better term, so there will be no parking on the
one? It has to. For the fire department.
So who will be putting up no parking signs on, say, one side of the street? PD helping with that at all?
The only signs we have are for the fuel farm, and we got a lot of their signs.
Shane?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Shane McLaughlin for the record. Chris, are you confident that Sandy will have adequate protection for her spaces and her needs on Saturday? Saturday morning is usually a very busy morning, particularly if the weather's good for Sandy and
the restaurant. Yeah.
Chris, my name is Shane McLaughlin. I'm one of the tenants in Building 89, former. Sandy uses space in adjacent to our building. That lot fills on Saturday morning with cars, and it's probably pretty important for her customers. If that area is full or substantially full, she runs the risk of her customers not coming in. Some of their older folks who come might have difficulty walking or making it to the restaurant. So just an observation I make for you. You may have already Chris, you may have already covered that.
Yeah, so we will be putting signs up in Sandy's spots over there. I've already discussed it with Sandy. She sent out actually a Facebook post to all her customers, letting them know that there's going to be traffic, but Midfield is open. And we will block off the normal spots where I know where you're talking about over there.
I'd be delighted to leave those open for Sandy in that lot adjacent to 89.
Okay, those as well? Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
No, so, what with that?
But Eric, we want you, it's okay. We're not saying we're not going to lease you the space. We just want to make sure this.
Yeah.
Very few businesses, except for the quality trucks that are in and out of here like crazy. They're more transient.
Right.
But, we have events, you just need to be sensitive to that. We want you to promote your business, we want you to have a good time over there and do some good stuff, but we just want to be sensitive to the surroundings.
Yeah. Yeah, I think better communication.
Sure. Chris is always available.
Yeah.
I sleep between 2 and 3 a.m.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to move that the board approve consent by lessor this document, and also with it, Exhibit A, assignment of Westy's interest in lease. And I'll make a motion to approve these two documents.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion?
Eric, when do you expect the actual sale to take place?
That for September 30th. We're kind of just waiting on this document, and I think it's all.
Okay. So this is one of the gates to get through to actually have the closing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Fine.
Okay. All those in.
Stand by 1 minute, Farrell. I think I received an email a little bit ago from Mr. Kelly, the attorney. Just want to make sure there's no changes to it. For tonight's meeting, I attach an updated consent letter.
Is that Brian Kelly?
Yep. You'll see the added paragraph number 7 in the attachment. Let me go to that real quick. This might be a no-brainer.
Eric, is that your attorney?
Yeah.
Slap him for me.
Lesser further consents and agrees that Tamias may grant mortgages on the improvements in leasehold interest to Enterprise Bank 10-year and SBA, Granite State Economic Development Corporation 20-year, in connection with its purchase from the lessee. Shane, how does that sound to you?
I'm not sure that's necessary.
No, very legal.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's an adjournment, I think.
Yeah, but it's also, we don't do that with other lease assignments. And what I worry about is, could that put us in a subordinate position to a mortgage by quote, allowing that to happen? Because the mortgagee and every owner here takes possession subject to this underlying lease. Everybody on this property does that. So I'm just worried as to why this Brian thinks that's necessary.
And he says that the lender just informed them that it will require consent of the board to allow my client to mortgage the improvements and leasehold interest.
I don't think it's a problem, but why is this all of a sudden coming up?
Lawyers.
It's the lenders.
If there weren't the lawyers, we wouldn't need it.
Shane says it's fine.
Right, okay. All right, so yeah, we can go ahead and approve it with the
amendment.
Okay, so I assume that my motion and the second stand?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No further discussion then?
We're still all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so motion carries. One small item, on the consent by lessor, there's spaces on here for each of us five directors to sign. It's a little bit unusual. We may ask typically only the chairman signs.
Yeah.
We may ask for that to be amended. Okay. One of the issues there is Director Scheifele is currently away on probably with FEMA assignments or something like that. Might be hard to get a hold of them. So we may push back and just ask it.
So we'll have that page redrawn by Attorney Kelly.
Yeah.
And a notary page as well.
They
just want each
signature.
Shane?
So,
Eric, help me with your last name.
Fasciani.
Okay. You say it better than I would be able to. Eric may want to convey the message to his lender that, if I can offer a suggestion, to his lender that the board has approved the consent that your attorney requested, Attorney Kelly, that the chairman has authority, full authority, to bind the entire airport authority itself. But his other signatures are not required and are customarily not provided. Just a recommendation. I don't represent your folks. And thirdly, what you may do, you may consider bringing with you a copy or an authorized copy, perhaps, of the either the minutes or the motion approval for the request. I'll bring that back to you then.
Okay.
Cover your basis. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you for the suggestion. Okay. So, other new business. So, it was identified at the CIT meeting we were at a week ago Monday that it's been a little more now than 5 years since our selection process for civil engineers. And, we need to go through that process.
Seems like just yesterday.
Indeed. Obviously, we're not going to go through that process this evening. However, it was identified that for the pavement project for which we decided to do design only, that we should make a motion to retain Gale Associates through the build out of that particular project. At least for the sake of continuity, since you folks or since we've already been through the design process. So to that end, I would like to make a motion to retain Gale Associates through the build-out, let's see, what was the formal name of that paper project?
Airport Payment Meeting, or Reconstruct Airport Payment Meeting Payment Phase 2.
That one. Yeah, SBG 12-20-2019.
Okay, thank you, David. So, anyway, I make a motion that we retain the services of Gale Associates through the construction phase, and close out of that project.
I'll second that one.
Do we have any discussion on that motion? No. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so that motion carries.
Depends on which for dinner tonight. Strike that.
All right. So with that, upcoming events, Chris has already described the Wings of Freedom Tour, which is coming up in a little more than a week. And with that, we're on to public input as the meeting draws to a close. Nick,
thank you for extending Gail's contract to the end of the paid training project, but I do believe there was the item of new selection that does need to get done at some point in the next few months, because as we enter 2020, we're going to start thinking about scoping and the design-only grant for the parallel taxi construction project, and that would be something that we would need to have a new general consulting agreement in order to commence. So it's not a hot ticket item at this point.
Carol had suggested in the meeting that as soon as we confirm this with a vote, that we'll commence the consultant selection process. So we are ready to move forward with that.
And we can help you with that too, Chris.
Right.
The documents and stuff.
Yep.
Walk you through that.
So, any other public input right now?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Shane McLaughlin for the record. I'd just briefly like to commend the manager and his very capable staff and the Airport Authority for you folks for hosting the Wings and Wheels weekend. I believe that's what it was called this last Saturday. It's the first one of this type that I've ever attended, and I was very impressed. I think the days of climbing up and sitting in a truck and tuning the horn have passed for me, but not for a lot of the young attendees. I couldn't get over the number of vehicles, cars, visitors, and folks who perhaps never would have had occasion to visit Nashua Airport, but for this event, were here. And all the kids were enjoying themselves, and the parents clearly too. So I thought it was a wonderful event, and I thought it was a real plus for the airport. And kudos to Chris and your staff. Did a great job setting it up and marshaling everybody on a Saturday. Off. So, thank you very much. I think it's just a real plus. Good PR for our field. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for public input? Okay, so director's comments. So I'll start with Brian.
I'm all set. Don't need to delay it any further than I have already.
I'll make some additional comments about Wings and Wheels. I thought it was a terrific event. I was really, really impressed with the number of people who I saw on our tarmac on Saturday. I saw a lot of happy faces, a lot of kids, a lot of enthusiasm for the airport. Hopefully, a few future pilots out there. And Shane, thank you for bringing your vehicle out and showing that off. That was pretty cool.
Your airplane was beautiful too.
Oh, thank you. So. A great event, so I guess we'll do that again next year.
Yep. Wouldn't you bring out the Highlander?
David?
Yes, the little bit I saw of it was really good, too. And I echo what Shane's comments about, how well choreographed it was and how well organized and Chris and his staff to do that, to pull that thing off, was a great, great thing. And I think this is an example. And Eric, to your point earlier about our point about we want to welcome you to the community, be part of the community, because every time people come over here, they get introduced to the airport as well. So it's a good synergy, back and forth. So we love when you have events. We're gonna. That's okay. We're just again the traffic thing, but because it also helps us, help other people have a sense of what goes on here.
If I may, first of all,
yes, please.
I'd like to give some credit to Jeff DeSalvo from Park Rec Department, National Parks Rec. He's one that he put together all the vehicles that came to the show. And the CERT team, the police, the fire, he did all that legwork, and he did a fantastic job.
Good. Okay. With that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I
So moved.
Second.
And discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Right. Okay, motion carries, and we are adjourned.
Aye.
Welcome to the community.
Yeah.